You need to be recognizable that I'm connected with this revelation that have come from heaven, and I don't just want to trickle. I don't just want to transfer. I don't just want to impartation. I want to wear the mantle to pass it down to my children. Children. Now, in dealing with, the Lord told me, I want you to go back and because I've been getting revelation, vast revelation. But you know, he told me money coming will be here until Jesus come back, until the rapture. And he says an end time message. And he also said it's to clear up a record that was in the church. You know, God's people in debt, lack and limitation, but yet we can read glorious promises. And we can see biblical characters just blessed beyond measure. And we talk about them and we read about them, but there must be manifestation and demonstration now because we have a better covenant. So in Isaiah 45, we just start there. I'll read the first three verses to sort of set the stage for some of the things we need to see and yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Say, I come to receive. Exactly right. And you will receive. Now, in this chapter, dealing with an anointing, money comes carries a special anointing. I have proved it myself in my ministry, in my personal life, in my ministry. The mantle is so strong in the ideal of covenant finances and kingdom finances that it just blows everything else out of the water. And it's for the body of Christ. He gave me those words for the body of Christ. And we come further down the line, the Lord revealed to us, the money just keep on coming. And it's for a reason, it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. You're going to talk about being a distributor for tonight or with tomorrow night, but being a distributor, not a possessor. You have to come to the revelation of that, and we'll get to it. But notice here what the Lord said in Isaiah 45, 1. Thus said the Lord. It's time to shout right there. Notice, to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nation before him, and I will loose the lines of kings, to open before him the two leave gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Yes. Amen. You see that? Yeah. I will go before thee, verse 2, and make the crooked places straight. Yes. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Wait a minute now. Right there. Wait a minute. There. I'm going to say something that's going to be baffling to you. But I want it to be. I want the Holy Spirit to be at work. Your breaking through days are over. It's already broken. Tonight, you will learn how to unlock. You have keys that have been given you by the Lord Jesus that we followed this breakthrough thing from one assembly to another, but it's not biblical.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Our anointing is to unlock.
Yes.
We'll get to it in Matthew 16. He said, my church, your keys.
Yes, sir.
The keys belong to me.
Yes.
Now, the keys actually speaks of revelation.
Yes.
Revelation speaks of light.
Yeah.
If you can see it, you can have it.
Yes.
In the spirit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the way we operate. We see it in the spirit.
Yes.
Come in agreement with God. Nobody can stop you.
Yes.
you just walk up to it and unlock it.
Yes. 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 Come on.
You see? But the the breakthrough mentality is as if Satan can hold us out. But the breaker has gone before us. We must have that revelation. Now, everything's going to get easier in your life when it comes down to finances, because now you don't have to fight an unnecessary battle. Jesus have given you the title deed to every good thing. Yo, what? You going to sit there and not going to receive this? Jesus has paid for every good thing, and it belonged to the church. Through deception. See, we misread Ephesians 6:12, but we got to connect Ephesians 6:12 with Colossians 2:15.
Come on.
Yeah, he's still there, but he's not powerful as he looks. So we got to stop being on the defense so much. You can't make no points on the defense. You got to shoot the ball. You know, stop fighting the devil and take territory.
Come on, Apostle.
See, warfare. No, windfare. Walk in. It's already done. Are you seeing me? You understand? Because when I start reading about how the Lord, through the anointing this man, the Lord start breaking stuff up. You notice Cyrus didn't do it. I see an opening for you right now. Now you say, who is you? Who is you? You. You in the meeting, aren't you? You better take everything moving up in here. See, when I speak out like that, that's the Spirit of God speaking to you. See? You see? You see, here's a secret here. In John 6:63, And John 15:3 is a secret. I'll give you that secret. Look at him. Look at him quickly. We'll come back to it. I'll give you that secret. I told you I'm a probe in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know, the anointing's gonna hit. We're gonna go somewhere. And we're not coming back empty-handed. Amen. Amen. I sense the Spirit of God. You see, it's not the whole Bible. Is what God speak to you. Both John 6:63 have that term in there. And they're talking about the cleansing power of God and the sanctifying power of God. Then in John 15:3, but he's saying the same thing. The words that I speak to you going to do you some good. In other words, the Logos become a rhema. It leave off that page and leap into your heart. And tell you a secret that nobody else knows. For your portion of life. Just knowing, I really don't have to break in what belonged to me. I have a right to take it. I got the key. Now, a lot of time in the spirit will be saved. You see what I'm saying? A lot of time. He said, well, I'm not going to pray today. I'm just going to take my key. I'm not going to pray about this today. I'm going to say it and take it. Come on, do it. Come on. You're going to another dimension. Come on. Do it. You're getting in another dimension now. You don't have to get all cut up and bruised and warfare all night. Now what's rightfully yours. Watch me. Your kingdom, covenant, right that has been given to you by your Father. Heaven, hell, and earth can't stop you. Your ugly neighbor can't stop you. Your ugly relative can't stop you. But they cannot stop you because you know a secret.
Yes, sir.
For years, I've been in ministry over 47 years. Breakthrough, they had breakthrough meeting, breaking down meeting, breaking up meeting. The Lord said to me, I already broke it up. I already broke through. I became sin that you might be righteous. I became poor that you might be rich. What? Watch what the Spirit of God said now. You, my sisters and brothers, with that type of revelation, the rest of your days, you're going to be taking blood walks. You're going to be walking in the blood. And the blood emphasizes it's already yours. All things are yours. Does the scripture say that? It's already mine. I just got an enemy trying to bluff me, trying to deceive me. And so he used his revelation in the church. I said Satan used his revelation, deceptive revelation in the church to make us work hard when we can walk free. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Say it. Why? I got the keys. I'm a child of the living God. Come on, shake the key. I'm going to unlock debt out of my life. Limitation out of my life. I shall have no more lack.
I shall live in green pastures.
Because that's what the Bible says. Go back to this text. Wow. Go back to this text. Verse 3. Isaiah 45, verse 3. I feel the Holy Ghost. There's moving around in this room right now and unlocking anointing. That financial transaction you've been trying to make, you're able to unlock it now. Special favor coming to you now. I receive it, receive it. Now, I'm going to tell you here, you're going to feel something after a while. I sense the anointing moving in here. I would move in anointing you've never seen me move in before. I will probe in the spirit until the glory comes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll get your answer.
Yes, sir.
Look at somebody and tell them, I'll get my answer tonight.
I'll get it.
You want me to tell you what the Spirit said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All of your financial dilemmas are about to be dissolved. Write that down. I'll put it on your computer, put it on your phone.
Yes, sir.
Date it. The Spirit has spoken it. The Spirit has no respect to dilemmas, a situation, a circumstances. He just spoke.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit has spoken. Say it, the Spirit has spoken.
The Spirit has spoken.
Done deal.
Done deal.
You see, you must go shopping in the Word. You must bring a large cart when you go in the Word, because the Holy Ghost start putting stuff in your basket.
Come on.
I never heard that before, but that's, you see, when you go to the Word, when a preacher preaching, he ought to have a large basket, not just his note, be shopping.
Come on.
The Spirit of God want to put in the basket.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was going to dissolve all your financial dilemma at the beginning of this meeting.
Come on. But
I heard it in the Spirit. You have to repeat that.
Yeah.
You have to look at it. You have to see the date on it.
Yeah.
All my financial dilemmas are dissolved.
Yeah.
Some of the dilemmas I made myself trying to be prosperous. Right. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. We all been there. We all been there. I heard something else. Real prosperity is knocking on my door. Real prosperity. Real revelatorial prosperity. Restful. Good God, restful prosperity. I don't have to work 3 jobs.
Come on. Wow.
In the spirit world. Good God. My prosperity is being delivered to me now. Like I've never seen it before. The iron gates are broken. The gates are open, never to be shut again. Prosperity, abundance, increase, overflow. All the doors, all the gates are open now. Never to be shut. In Isaiah, talk about that. 60th chapter of Isaiah, 61st chapter of Isaiah. Said the gates will be open continuously.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on.
Wow. Once you use your key and open a door, you know it can't be shut.
Come on.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
He said you open doors that no man can shut, and he closed doors that no man can open. That's $1,000 check. That no man can open. I'll do it, Lord. You know I'll do it. He says, go back over those 2 verses. He says, because in the 3rd verse, somebody going to get pop in here. Something going to happen in here on the 3rd verse. So he said, go back over the 2 so they can fully understand and give my spirit a chance to breathe on them. Because I wanted them to rightfully understand,
yes, sir,
what a real mantle can do, what a real anointing can do.
Yes.
You can have people talk about it,
yes,
but when a man is wearing it, and releasing it, because tonight this is my spot.
Yes, sir. Come on.
To release what God has put in me. For the body of Christ.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
No one must act casual.
Right.
In here. You must now become a partaker.
Yes. Yes. Come on.
Not just to be present. All of my financial situations are about to change. I would leave here with the same anointing that Cyrus had on him. Oh my goodness. When I walk up to financial gates that are trying to hold me out, they're going to open automatically. You listen?
Yes, sir.
You never heard this before. From this night forward, money will know who you are. Money will respect you. Money will obey you. You are no longer money's servant. Tonight, money become your servant. This is way off. You better catch it.
Wow.
You're not going to have to pray about money. Money going to have to pray about you. Flow in the spirit. Flow in the spirit. See, if you're being a natural, you're not going to be able to take none of this. Come on. You got to flow in the spirit. I heard that.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
What that mean? What that mean? Well, some years ago, I studied the law of attraction, spiritually wise. And then I heard the word of an individual who walking in the spirit becoming a money magnet.
Come on.
The term in the spirit, money, you don't have to pray about money. Money gonna pray about you. Is it's money trying to find you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
In essence, money asking God where you are.
Yeah.
I don't have no better. I don't see y'all. You stay in the natural. You're not gonna understand what I'm saying. You in the natural. You see, the blessing trying to find you. The blessing trying to find you. The blessing. Yeah, I am. Find me now. Find me now. I volunteer for the blessing.
Use me, God.
Show off through me.
Show your goodness through me.
There's no more financial no in your life. Did you hear that? The angels go before thee to work it out on your behalf. Changing people's mind. Changing rules. Supernaturally. My goodness. Notice, thus said the Lord. And that's the whole deal there. The Lord speaking over you. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Sarah. But you know you can put your name there. Thus said the Lord to his anointed Leroy. Whose right hand I've holden. To subdue nations before him. Subdue nation before him. And I will loose the lines of kings. To open for him the two-leaved gate. Not one, two. And the gates shall not be shut. The gates are open.
Over me.
Over this house.
Over my house,
the gates of God's goodness,
God's wealth,
God's prosperity,
God's abundance,
God's increase
is open
over me the rest of my day. Give God praise. Look at the person to you and convince them. They open. 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 Praise God, they open. Hallelujah. I've been behind this doggone gate too long trying to get in. I found out I got keys. I got an anointing. Take that word out of your vocabulary, too much. And no such thing as too much. You're supposed to like the best things in life. You're walking around with God nature on the inside of you. What would God do? What kind of car God want? What kind of house would God drive? What would God do? Would God borrow it or buy it? You represent his kingdom. You have rights, watch me, you have rights to his attributes. Walk like a man, but live like a God. We got that right. I break the intention of the devil tonight to hold you in bondage another day. Are you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know you're not where you were.
Come on.
When we started off, you know that, right? You know you're not in the same position, right? You know you have moved from declaring to decreeing. Declaring you make a make something known, but decreeing you call it into being.
Yes, sir.
Decree thou thing. That's what Job said. Decree your financial freedom. Sir, I preach many subjects, but when I travel, the Lord have anointed me.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes. Come on, Dad.
Yep. To help the body of Christ in this area.
Yes, sir.
It take an anointing. It take a mantle.
Yes, sir.
It take a revelation. It take a word from God.
Yes, sir. It's strong.
You can preach about prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And you're supposed to.
Yes, sir.
But there's ranks. I come to bring you apostolic finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Heaven, wow. Heaven to earth finances by divine order from the greater one.
Yes.
Financial depression, leave now. Distress, leave now. God putting you in a position where you can be liberal to bless others. I will never pass a man or woman at the bridge or at the red light again without consulting with God. I will never come up with my own idea to play in a game. I'm going to take the discretion of the Holy Spirit, and if he tell me to put something in that can, I'm going to put it in there because he told me help the poor. I can't help it if some playing a game.
Yes, sir.
I got to have a word from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
By holy discretion, I approach a portion.
Yeah.
Side in the road with a sign, asking for something, I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost.
I'm able.
What you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know how judgmental we become.
Yes, sir.
I know we got hustlers there, but. Yeah. The Holy Spirit knows who the hustler is.
Yeah.
He knows.
Come on.
Ooh, my goodness.
Oh,
verse 2, and I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. It's been crooked with money. Our lives as Christians, our lives been crooked. That's a crooked area in our life. We live like a crook.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Always hustling, trying, working, you know. The husband working, the wife working, no sex.
Yeah.
Everybody tired.
Yeah.
That woman ain't supposed to be out there working like that.
Right.
But not if you're a Christian. Listen to me. Let me talk to you up in here. This money gonna change everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. This money gonna make everybody happy. Yeah. Gonna make God happy, Jesus happy, the Holy Spirit happy, and you happy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Some people think this is a joke. You know, he said, this preaching about money, money, money. This is what God told me to preach about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prosperity, abundance.
Yes, sir. Right, right, right. Yes, sir.
I've preached more sermon than you dream about. But this is an assignment. This is an apostolic assignment to the church. The church government must change. They must respect their leaders, honor their leaders, sow into their leaders.
Come on, Apostle.
Where he go, you go.
Yes, sir.
Nobody in my church richer than me.
Come on, come on,
Dad. I'm the leader.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Those who thought they had money left because I was rising so fast. You know, they were working for companies, you know, they had a little manager. And so they stayed in the, and I kept rising.
Yeah.
Like an eagle, you know, I kept riding. And they couldn't handle it no more because, you know, my suits changed.
Yeah.
My car changed.
Yeah.
Everything, my house changed. Everything started changing. So they couldn't take it. So now they can't show off no more.
Yes, yes,
so they got to find a little poor church with a broke preacher who don't know who his soul is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your job is not your soul's. Your God is your soul. And you better change it right now. You can shut this doggone place down. I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Because my father owned the earth is the Lord.
Yeah.
It still is.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
And the world.
Yeah.
And they that dwell in the world.
Yeah.
When the Bible said love not the world, they're talking about the world system.
Yes, sir.
The world really belongs to us.
Yeah.
We God's children, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, I got to get some more points to you tonight. Wait, come on. Verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Why would I do? Why will you do that, God? That thou mayest know that I'm the Lord, which called thee by name and the God of Israel. You know you're a spiritual Jew, right? I don't care. Black, Hispanic, you are a spiritual Jew because you're born again. Nobody can toot their nose up. No race can toot their nose up at you. You're a child of the living God. How high can you go? How high can you go? My father owned everything.
Yeah.
You tell me I can't have none?
Yeah.
You out of your mind. This not working. God placed a, come on, take some notes. Sit down and take some notes now. The supernatural secret of money coming, releasing money miracles. I want you to get ready for money miracles.
Yeah.
Now, here's what the father said to me. God placed a financial empowerment in these two words, money coming. Say it, money coming.
Money coming.
To me.
Now.
Money coming to proclaim prophetic supply freedom.
All right.
Amen. To those who will hear clearly from him by his spirit, and his servant.
Yes.
Amen. And his servant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, from him by his spirit and his servant.
Amen.
You don't accept the servant, you don't get it.
Right.
I'm going to give you that again now.
Yes, sir.
Your future, every time you say money coming, you're prophesying your financial future.
Yeah.
is bright.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You prophesy. You're prophesying. You're prophesying to your debt. What you telling it? You about to leave. No more middle class thoughts must cross your mind. What? No more middle class thought must cross your mind. You're a child of the living God. Jesus died for you to have the best. You believe that? Give me a big amen.
Amen.
If you're dumb enough to say nothing, I can't help you. God says, let me speak money cometh in your hearts to show you, turn to Matthew 13, the secret of my abundance. Let me speak money cometh in your heart. It's not a slogan. It's not a song. It's not a t-shirt. You notice, it's not a license plate. God told me don't honor none of that. They try to sing money coming song, I just look at them. I never say the amen nothing. It's not a song. A song die out in 2 weeks. He says, the reason that I want no license plate and t-shirts and song, this is not for the world.
Come on.
This is for my children. Say, money coming belong to me. That's the very thing going to set me free.
Glory to God.
See, it's prophetic. Every time you say it, you're prophesying. You're prophesying the money.
Money obeys me.
Now you got to meditate that. You got to get scriptures around it. They got to become rhema to you. You call this thing that be not. Why not money?
Yeah.
Money, I call you.
Money coming.
See, that's a call for your rightful place.
Yeah.
Silver and gold belong to you. God need us with money so he can preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Buy a preacher a house.
Come on.
See, that's the acid test. See, buy a preacher a house. The glory left. No. See, the Lord checking you. The preacher house will release your house.
Yes, sir.
Many of my members live in fine homes because I pioneered. I showed them this is the way it's supposed to go. Don't get upset. Do like they do in front of my house. They get out their car and start shouting. I see them. I'm looking at the window. They got out the whole family shouting, running up and down the fence, waving their handkerchief. I don't have to go read just about Abraham. They got an Abraham living on my block. Yesterday's blessing is not as fresh as today's blessing. I need to see some fresh blessing. You understand what I'm saying? I study about Abraham, get an anointing, get a revelation, but I need something fresh. I need some fresh money. God did not just bless Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He blessed Jesus. Jesus in me. Financial freedom. It's knocking at our door.
Come in. Come in. Come in.
Say, come in. Come in. Come in my life. Rearrange
my financial situation.
I praise you. Oh, I see some of y'all not gonna raise your hand. All right. Some of y'all too cute to raise your hand. I said, I praise you. And so if you're wasting your time checking me out, I already got there. Too late. I've tasted the grapes. I'm one of the spies. So don't even sit there trying to judge me, trying to figure out what I am. I'm already there. I just come back to tell you, it's just like he said. You can be there too. This thing has happened. I'm not talking about faith for me. It has happened. I'm living it every day. By right, I flew here in a $15 to $20 million jet.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Nobody can pass my house late in the evening when the dust, sun gone down, without seeing their brake light.
That's right.
I'm representing for the kingdom of God on earth.
Yes, sir.
My life caused a lot of people to get saved.
Yes, sir.
Me want your Jesus.
Yes.
This the way your Jesus?
Yeah.
Roll? This the way your Jesus roll?
Yeah,
that's the way my Jesus roll. I'm going to roll with you.
Yes, sir.
Pray. Yeah. You get an audience.
Yes, sir.
I got. Oh, my goodness. Matthew 13. This tie won't stay straight? What's the matter with it? Cost too much money? You think it's on his own? I paid that much money for it to act right. You all can know right now, you know I'm not bashful, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know what bashful means? Bashful? You know, shy. Y'all know I'm not shy, no shame on my blessing.
That's right.
You know. Because you know what testify means, giving a testimony?
Yeah.
You know what it means? Huh? Do you know why we need testimonies in our church? I heard about your testimony. You know what testimony really means? Huh? He'll do it again.
Yes, sir.
You see, when you hear me preaching like this, and I testify of my house, I'm giving this testimony.
Yep.
Their testimony is an indication that God has no respecter of person.
Yes.
If he did it for a black boy in the deep south,
yes.
he'll do it for a Hispanic,
yes.
a white man, a Jew.
Yeah.
He'll do it again.
Yes, sir.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. We are all God's children. It ain't fair for God to do something for me that he won't do for you.
Yeah.
But will you do what I did to get it done?
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to put the grace on you of being a systematic sore.
Yes.
I'm going to show you how that works.
Come on,
and how you can let the Holy Spirit help you become a systematic sore.
Yes.
And when you become that, it's over.
It's over.
A lot of people sow sparingly.
Yeah.
They sow in good times.
Yeah.
No, the bad times is when the time to sow.
Yes,
in the day of famine, Isaac sold, and he received how much? That's why people don't receive the 100-fold. They're trying to sow in good time. It's $1,100 right there.
Glory to God.
You got, you declare debt-free, multi-millionaire seed. That don't make me nervous. God making millionaires every day. Some preachers say, don't go tell them people that God want all us to be a millionaire. Why not? I ain't got no millionaires in my family. But my family have a millionaire in it. God did it. Tell him, God did it.
God did it.
He'll do it again. 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 Woo! He'll do it again.
God did it.
Matthew 13. Glory.
Glory.
Money and miracles all around here. You have to be trained in the spirit to see, though your beginning be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. Your millionaire status will not start with a million.
Come on.
Let me give you a secret now. The Holy Ghost talk to me while I'm talking. It will start with a divine march.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm headed into my wealthy place.
Yes, sir.
Whatever it takes, Holy Spirit,
yes, sir.
Whatever you say to me,
yes,
with what I have now,
yes,
I'll do it.
I'll do it. Yes, sir.
You can't wait. You got to start right now.
Right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got the key.
Yes,
that's Matthew 16:19. I might get to it. My church, your key, or not, you have what my word says.
Yes, sir.
Because you're wise enough now.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom,
yes, sir.
Knowledge, understanding,
yes, sir.
All of that belong to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm unfolding my secret in your presence.
Yes, sir.
My cup will never be empty again.
Because it's running over.
That's what my shepherd said in the 23rd Psalm. So I will not stop praising him.
I
will not stop meditating his word.
I will not stop living holy.
I see my cup running over.
It will be unfair to God.
Listen to me. It will be unfair of God if you obey him. He said in his word, if you're willing. And it'll be, what do you say?
You'll eat the good of the land.
What do you think that means? What do you think that means?
Yeah.
You eat the good of the land. What do you, you eat the good of the land I received. You eat the good of the land.
Yes.
Point at the person next to you and tell them it's divine payday for you. Don't tell them, don't let it pass you by. Receive. 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 I receive. I receive. I'm unlocking. Delight yourself in the Lord, the Bible said. What do you say? He'll give you what? What? Why so many of us struggling and hustling and waiting? The Lord said, delight yourself in me. I'll give you the desire of your heart.
Yeah.
He didn't say how long. He's checking you out.
Yeah.
Just delight yourself in him.
Yeah.
Do exactly what he tell you to do.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Make yourself up and do it forever.
Yeah.
I would serve God if it wasn't a heaven.
Yeah. Wow. Come on, man. Yes, sir.
I love him that much. I'm not serving God just for heaven.
Yeah.
I love God.
Yes. I love God.
That's what you got to get. You got to get where you love him
yeah.
more than you love anything else.
Yeah.
Then he can let you have everything.
Yeah.
I'd serve God. I would. I've got to the place that I love him so much, even if it didn't have a heaven. I still love him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to make a deal. I'm connected, man. You got to get connected, children. You got to get connected. This is no swap out. This is a choice. This is no exchange.
Yes.
This is a choice.
Yes.
This is a decision you got to make.
Yes.
May the Lord baptize you with love for him. May you have a love baptism for the Lord. That's going to move you faster than anything ever moves. May the Holy Ghost give you a love baptism for the Lord. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I want the Lord. When you get in that position, there's no limit. He can't trust you with it until you know you're not a possessor, you're a distributor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my.
Yes. Yes. I see it now.
Teaching this message, listen to me, look at me. Not one of you love God more than I do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking for him.
Yes, sir. Yes,
where
sir.
Is God?
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
I got to have him. I'm an addict.
Yes, sir. I'm an addict.
Wow.
So you see, you can mess around and miss the whole flow, judging me by me, what I'm teaching you. You don't know me.
Come on.
Because I know what the tricks of the devil, he try to tell you, oh, that man just tricking the people. No, baby.
No.
I didn't come to get nothing from you.
Yeah.
I come to get money to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead,
yes, sir.
Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
Fall in love with God.
Yes, sir.
Money be no problem.
Yeah.
Silver and gold be no problem.
Yeah.
You can have what you want.
Yes, sir.
The lie of the devil and religion and denomination and tradition have messed the church up.
Yes.
Hustling.
Hustling.
Trying to make it happen.
Yes.
If you don't love him, he can't trust you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You thought it was something else. You see now, don't you? Spirit of God has set on his place, you see. The Holy Ghost here now, you see. You can see this is reality. This is real. This is God, man.
It's
no game.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to go to the world playing no game.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to have it, sister.
Yes, sir.
It belonged to you.
Yes.
The blessing of God is mine.
Yes. Yes.
Money cometh to me now. Say
it. Money cometh to me now.
When God gave me that word, he gave it to me for the body of Christ.
Yes.
And as often as you use it, the stronger the dimension you're going to get. And tell you that dimension going to get so strong, then you're going to go into dominion.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's what the Lord said. For a long time, the church been living on financial opinion. But by revelation, I take them to financial dominion. Write this on your note. I call myself tonight a financial dominator. I will not be dominated anymore. By Satan or this world system. I'm under another government.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. And my government does not deal with welfare.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to close. I've been preaching almost an hour, 2 minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody,
I got something.
Say, I don't know about you, but up in here tonight, I receive something. I didn't get far. Holy Spirit, watch what I'm going to say. The Holy Spirit kept interrupting me.
Yeah.
See, he told me what's on his note.
Yeah, I've been seeing.
But he in charge.
Yeah.
Say now, Holy Spirit in charge of my finances. Say it.
Holy Spirit in charge of my finances.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Raise your hand and glorify God. You just turn your finances over to the Holy Ghost. Everybody sit down.
Thank you.
How? Somebody, how?